all things New Orleans Saints.
This is Who Dat Discussion.
Who Dat? Who Dat? Who Dat? Who Dat? Who Dat say they gon' be them Saints?
Powered by Overtime Media.
Hello and welcome back into another edition of the Who Dat Discussion. As always, my name is Andrew, and we are coming at you from the Vivid Seats studio. Use promo code OVERTIME in the Vivid Seats mobile app to save up to $100 on all ticket purchases. So let's just get right into this one. The Saints, they lose 26-9 at home against the Falcons. Who would have thought? Who would have thought this one? And I'm at a loss for words. I'm recording this a few hours after the game, but not too long. I want to give you guys my reaction here. Obviously, I had enough time to get some notes, rewatch some plays back, and just listen to the post game. But it was a tough loss, really tough loss in this one, because you go down obviously early, and you're just not really able to come back, or really, because they shot themselves in the foot way too much in this one, and it's tough. It really is, because when looking at it, I don't feel like the Falcons. They played good. You got to give them the credit where credit's due. I'm not going to say this just because I don't like the Falcons. They did play well, and they did capitalize off a lot of Saints mistakes. But the Saints just, they couldn't get out of their own way. And when you're not going to win games when you do that. And I guess it's good that it happened now so they can get it all fixed. But 12 penalties is awful. No team is going to win when you go 12 penalties, and they're all, for a lot of them were for first downs. And they're all, illegal personal foul penalties. You're not going to win games. And I just don't like to hear that, you're coming in against a 1-7 team. And maybe Sean Payton said, yeah, I'm coming in here, we're fine, and it doesn't really matter. Every team is no record to us, and that's fine when you're winning games like that. But when you're losing to bad teams, you're you definitely didn't treat them as hard as you did other opponents. It's just that was evident in this one. And your win streak's over, you got put back into earth, and before it was the Saints are just going to win. Didn't matter how it was going to happen. You can really pick against them, it didn't matter, and everyone's picking for them, and then they lose. Really interesting there. And obviously, it just wasn't a good game. Looking at more notes, over three in the red zone, a lot of troubles. I said coming into the season, they're coming back up. Penalties, red zone, that's not good. Coming out of the bye, you do not want to have this showing. Saints were 8-2 in their last 10 games coming out of the bye. That just changed here. And look, I don't think this loss, obviously, their season's not over. Any stretch of the imagination, they're 7-2. But what this loss does do is that it happened in 2011, and it may happen again. Saints coming in here, let's say they end up 12-4, 13-3, whatever, and they just, you're one game away from home field advantage, or you're one game away, or you're a tiebreaker away, and just these games hurt. These games hurt, and that's why they hurt. Not just because you lost to a 1-7 Falcons team. Not just because it's a division opponent rivalry. They're not going to beat the Saints. The Saints are probably, right now, as I'm watching the Packers and the Panthers game, it's looking that the Panthers will lose and the Saints will still be up two games, and they're still with that commanding lead, especially going into three more division games, especially if they're able to win those games. And I have confidence that they're going to come back stronger from this. I think we all should. But it's just you shouldn't need that little kick in the you-know-what to really get going. It shouldn't happen. This Saints offense is not the same. Whatever you want to say about it, they played awful today. The offensive line played awful today. The skill position players played awful today. Everybody played bad. Drew Brees, I don't think, played awful. That's just my opinion. He still ended up with 285 yards. In the red zone, he wasn't good. And he did miss a few throws. But look, there were multiple drops in this game by multiple players. The only person that showed up in this whole offense fully was Mike Thomas. Every game he shows up. It's crazy how good he played in this one. Puts up 13 catches, 152 yards. But everyone else was just nowhere to be found. Offensive line, skill position players, you name it. Everyone played bad. And this is the second time this season this happened. And you can't just throw up duds like that, especially if you want to win the Super Bowl. Not good. It's just not a good game. There were some positives. I'm not going to say it was a total negative game, especially on the defense in the secondary when they lost Lattimore. They still kind of held their own. I was pretty proud of that, I got to say. Hopefully he's okay. But I think DeMario Davis had another outstanding game. But besides that, they kind of just shot themselves in the foot this whole game. From the penalties to just everything. Third downs. The Falcons were 7 of 16 on third and fourth downs. That's not good if you're the Saints. I mean, it's not awful, but it just felt worse. It felt like every long third down, third and 10, third and 8, they're picking up. I don't know if I was the only person that thought that, but that's just how I felt. It was just the defense on first and second down was playing good, especially in the second half. I really thought Eli Apple had a good game, just one big play by Julio. And, I mean, Apple to step up like that, he did a good job. You got to give him a lot of credit there. I mean, Julio only had 3 catches on 9 targets. Like, he'll take that for sure. And I think P.J. Williams did fine as well. And you got to give them a lot of credit, obviously, for stopping that. But they still gave up 26 points, which is not a big amount, but it's just not good. You're on the defense was on the field a ton. To only give up 26 points, I guess, is a win there. But the offense is the real struggler in this one, as you know, you're shaking your head coming out of this one, because you thought this team coming back here, they were ready to go. You thought they'd be ready to go, coming up, firing on all cylinders, coming out of the bye. Kamara, Thomas, Cook, Traquan, nowhere to be found, especially in the red zone where they were 0-for-3. And they did move the ball. You got to give them credit there. Will Lutz did hit a few field goals, but overall, it just wasn't a good game. I mean, looking at the box score, you're looking at the receiving, you're like, oh, they kind of stepped up. Jared Cook had a pretty good game, 6 catches, 75 yards, but it just wasn't anywhere to be seen, in my opinion. So that's just kind of what I feel there. Looking at Matt Ryan, I don't think he played a huge game. He didn't play this amazing game. He was 20 of 35 for 182, 2 touchdowns and a pick. I don't think he played well. I thought the offensive line of the Falcons did a great job, and you got to give them a lot of credit. But even against the run, I mean, the Saints only gave up 4.2 yards a carry. It's not like gashing. I mean, really the difference was that Atlanta was able to run it 34 times, and the Saints only ran it 11 times. It's all these little things, I think, and Drew Brees said it in the post game, and he just said it's just a game of inches, and I think that's kind of what it was here. They just got shot in the foot way too much, and you're not going to win football games like that. And I know the Falcons, you think, like, oh, like the Saints, I thought they were just going to, at one point, click. And after they clicked, they clicked. It just didn't happen today. And as much as you want to say, oh, you're fine, you got to say, that's, you got a lot of stuff to fix still. You're not a Super Bowl team. This wasn't a Super Bowl team. And I hate to break to anyone that thought we were going to the Super Bowl at this point. And maybe we still will. And I think that it's definitely not out of the cards. And I still think that they have a good shot at winning it. But they're no juggernaut anymore. I mean, it sucks to think about that. But they're right now at this moment, when you lose to a 1-7 team, you're not a juggernaut. And maybe they come back and crush the Bucks and they crush the Panthers and they beat the Falcons on Thanksgiving Day, or Thanksgiving night, I should say. Then you're back. But until that happens, I don't really know what to say from this Saints team. It was a really demoralizing loss coming off of a 6-game winning streak. Drew Brees is back. Everyone's back and just, boop, gone. Supposedly, Marshon Lattimore could be hurt. Michael Thomas could be hurt. He got hurt on the last play of the game. And we'll see what happens there. I don't think it'll be anything bad, but it's definitely something out to look for. But just Saints shooting themselves in the foot again. Just like, look, I don't even think the Falcons, when you're looking at just like top to bottom, just straight, just skill, I don't think the Falcons really outskilled the Saints in this game. I think they shot themselves in the foot like almost every play. And whether it was a penalty or it was a third down or it was this and that, I hated the play calling both sides of the ball. So we'll obviously get into that when we go through our group-by-group recap, but that's all I really got to say in this one. Obviously, not a good game. So before we get into our intriguing matchups of the game and then our group-by-group recap, we are going to hear a word from our sponsors at Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for the events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section or row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats mobile app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back. This is called Vivid Seats Rewards. Go to the App Store or the Google Play Store and download the Vivid Seats app today. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards program for free. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards program today. And when it's time to buy, new users enter the promo code OVERTIME at checkout to receive a discount up to $100. It really is a great program, a really great app. So definitely check Vivid Seats out. They really know what they're doing. And I always go there when I'm looking for Saints tickets or obviously other tickets in the New York area. It's just really a good place to go. So now we are going to get into our intriguing matchups, with our first matchup being Drew Brees versus the Falcons front seven. How was he going to be able to pick them apart? Was he able to, you know, just get sacked a lot? Like, what happened? And yeah, the front seven did a good job for the Falcons. You got to give them a lot of credit, but also you got to give our offensive line the not credit, and just they played awful today. And it was the penalties. It was just everything. They just did not play good. And as much as you want to say the Falcons, they still have talented pass rushers, which they do. You have Grady Jarrett, who had a great game. Vic Beasley had a good game. And Tack McKinley had a good game. They're definitely, they got a lot of talent there, but they've been awful this season. And when they combine for like six sacks, and they have six sacks today, for the whole season they won six sacks, now they have six sacks today, really bad. Really, really, really bad. And this offensive line played awful. And maybe I was just trying to, my matchup, just front seven versus front seven, because that was just, it was awful. And Drew Brees, I don't think, played bad in this one. I think he was able to do what he did. It was just, he didn't play a vintage Drew Brees game, but he didn't play, like, bad by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, he was able to spread the ball around. He was doing a lot of good Drew Brees things that we always see. It's just, he just didn't take it to the next level and carry the team by any stretch of the imagination. And that's just kind of what it is at this point with Drew Brees and what this team really is, what Drew Brees' point is of his career. I think, yeah, he has bad throws. I don't think he played good by any stretch of the imagination. Maybe even played below average, but I don't think he was the reason they lost. Let's put it that way. I think he was probably, besides Mike Thomas, he was the second best player on this offense. I mean, he was 32 of 45, 287, no picks, and he got sacked for six times over 46 yards. Just can't happen. So that's just kind of what it is there from Drew Brees. I don't think he played bad. I just wasn't, was there was obviously a lot left to be desired there from Drew, and this front seven played really good for the Falcons. Saints front seven played, front O-line, I should really say, not front seven, played awful in this one, so. It's just the way it was there. Second intriguing matchup, Marshawn Lattimore versus Julio coming into the game. Lattimore did a great job when he was in, then he got hurt, and then Eli Apple came in and PJ Williams came in, and they didn't play bad. Got to give them a lot of credit. I think the Saints actually won this matchup. Julio ends it with three catches for 79 yards on nine targets. That's not bad, and the longest was 54, which the Saints stopped to a field goal anyways. So, to me, good job by the Saints to stop Julio. They were able to do... Lattimore did an amazing job. Just shows how good Lattimore is, and he's really took that next step. But even Eli Apple and PJ Williams did a good job. So you got to give them a ton of credit there. Really not that much to be said, because they did a good job. Technique was there. Dennis Allen did a good job there, but with that side of the game. So you got to give him credit there. But overall, I mean, I think that was good. That was a satisfactory win for that matchup, and that may be the only one there. And then our third matchup was Michael Thomas versus Desmond Trufant. Desmond Trufant didn't play in this game, so Michael Thomas, obviously, he was going to be able to eat with 13 catches, 152 yards. He's going to do Michael Thomas stuff. And, again, nothing bad from Michael Thomas. He did have that one stiff arm. I think that brought him back. But yeah, that was the only negative for Michael Thomas. He has does a stiff arm and then just grabs a face mask. Like, why do you have to do that? I know you're frustrated, but there's just no reason that you have to do that. And it's just tough. It's really tough. But I think he played a great game. And I think, again, when looking at our intriguing matchups, we just got our intriguing matchups wrong. A lot of it was just in the trenches that the Saints lost, and that just can't happen. But, again, Trufant here, he didn't even play. So you really can't judge this matchup. Michael Thomas played a really good game, so you got to give him a ton of credit. But that's just kind of what it is from our intriguing matchups. If I was going to add a matchup, I would obviously say that our defensive front seven versus their front seven, and we got manhandled, and that just can't happen again. I think Cam Jordan did actually play pretty good, but besides him, they played awful, and that just can't happen. You have, again, Davenport had a bad game. Onyemata had a bad game. You're looking at really any... I think Malcolm Brown had a good game. That's really him and Chai Tuttle played well. Besides that, really bad, and that can't happen again. Trey Hendrickson had a bad game. Too much, and just not a good job by the Saints in this one, and that's the reason they lost in the trenches. So I think that will do it for our intriguing matchups, and now we are going to go on to our group-by-group recap here. We'll start off with our offense with quarterback, skill position, offensive line, then move over to our defense with defensive line, linebackers, and secondary, and then we'll finish off with our special teams category and then our coaching category. So starting off with the quarterback, Drew Brees, we kind of said it, but I'm going to give him a C+. Look, I don't think he played bad. I think he played below average, but I don't think he played bad. I think there was a lot to be left desired, but it wasn't the worst game I've seen from him. It wasn't a game. He wasn't like the reason he lost, and he just couldn't convert in the red zone. I think that was the biggest thing, but that wasn't really all his fault. Penalties, not his fault. Again, I think he said it best. He said the game was really a game of inches in this one, and just like he talked about the Traquan play and other plays. And it was just, that's really what Drew Brees' game was. It wasn't bad, but it just kind of was a little left to be desired in this one. And that's why he's going to get a C+. B minus, maybe you want to give him. I'm fine with that, but I'm going to say C plus. I don't think he played very good. I think he thought he missed a few throws, which isn't good, and a lot of drops in this one too. So I don't know how you really judge him yet. You got to obviously look back through the film more intently to really see. But I don't think he played an awful game. I think with the time, he wasn't given a lot of time, and what he was able to do to push the ball down the field a lot was obviously good. Just wasn't able to convert in the red zone, which is why he's not going to get a good grade, and that's why the Saints aren't going to win this game at the end of the day. Skill position, I'm going to give him a D minus, or maybe a D. I'll give him a D because Michael Thomas is the reason there wasn't an F. Jared Cook did have a good game. You got to give him 6 catches, 75 yards, but they just didn't do enough here. And the running game was non-existent. Kamara had a bad game. Murray had an even worse game. Not good. Just not good stuff. And the passing game, you got to give Thomas and Cook a lot of credit, but besides that, maybe I'll move it up to a D plus maybe even, because you got to give those two guys credit. But besides that, no shows. Traquan did have a really big catch in this one, but he also had a drop in this one, which probably would have been a deep throw. No, it wasn't. It was a short pass, but it was on second down, but it backed him up then. It was just the whole thing, and Drew Brees talked about it if you want a better description of it. But if he catches that ball, it's a first down, and he's probably running with it and getting a big gain. So that's just kind of what it was for Traquan. Kamara, it was all check down. He had 8 catches, but it was all like kind of just safety valve check down stuff there. So he didn't have a bad game either, but just, I guess he did. He had a bad game. You know, definitely not a Kamara level game. So I think that's kind of left to be desired there. And then after that, nothing. Everyone was a no-show in this one. Ted Ginn with no catches had 3 drops or 2 drops. He had an awful game. Michael Thomas was really the only guy that stepped up. Jared Cook, I know he ends with 6 catches, 75 yards, but just didn't feel like it, especially in the middle of the game. He had a good first quarter and had a good fourth quarter, but in the middle of the game, when the Saints really started to lose, it was just left to be desired. So that's just kind of what it was there for the Saints in their skill position. Just, they need another guy. That's just kind of what it is. If no one's going to step up, they need another guy. Why not go sign Dez Bryant? Especially if Michael Thomas is hurt. I'll be a proponent. They should sign a receiver. And Dez Bryant's one of them out there. So I think you should look at that. Maybe Emmanuel Butler's you got to look for. I think you got to look at all that there. Moving over to the O-line. F. They played awful. Worst game this season by far. 6 sacks, which ties Drew Brees the most in Drew Brees' career. Pete got hurt in this one, but he played really bad. He got put on his butt again, which is not good. And that's really, really bad when looking at that. Armstead had a holding penalty off the edge. He was beat a lot. Made Drew Brees step up into even more pressure up the middle because, well, Clapp didn't play well and Walford didn't play well. Ramczyk played fine. Not that great, but fine. Nothing really great in this one from this team. There's not really much you could say. And McCoy played fine, but they were bad against the run. They only ran it 11 times, so you can't really judge that. And then against the pass, you go up 6 sacks. It's just tough. It's really tough. And they had a bad game. They got manhandled up front. That's not good. And that was the reason they lost. So that's why you're going to get an F. And the D-line's not going to do much better. You'll see in a few minutes after you hear a word from our sponsors at MyBookie. November, one of the great sports months of the year. Of course, you got the Saints, but all of the college hoops, NBA, golf, racing, you name it. MyBookie is the place to get in on the action. If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little and win a lot, try a parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games together for a much bigger payout. If you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. Just use promo code OVERTIME to activate the offer. Once again, that's promo code OVERTIME to take advantage of MyBookie's generous sign-up offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Welcome back into the Who Dat discussion. And now we are going to get to our group-by-group recap for the defense here for the Saints. As obviously, it was a tough one. And now we're getting to the second half of our recap with our defense here. Defensive line, I'm going to give them a D. They played bad. They just had a bad game. And Cam Jordan, I think, showed up, especially against the run. I think he played a good game. And same with Malcolm Brown. Besides that, as I said before, Davenport had a bad game, a really bad game. Onyemata had a really bad game. Then Trey Henderson didn't have a good game either. I mean, I think Shai Tuttle had a pretty good game. Malcolm Brown had a pretty good game. Cam Jordan had a pretty good game. Not Cam Jordan's level, but he had a pretty good game in my mind here. And I think when looking at it, it was their worst game of the season. And that's tough. And it looked kind of like back to the 2016 Saints defensive line. Or just they just didn't play well. Or maybe the first two games of 2017, first two games of 2018. That's kind of just what it looked like to me. And it just wasn't a good one for this one. So that's just the way it is here. I'm going to give them a D, and it wasn't good. And it was really, they got completely manhandled, especially against the run, and they got play after play on third down. They couldn't get pressure. Bad blitzes, bad stunts by Dennis Allen. Overall, really bad game in this one. So that's just kind of what I saw from that group. And they got to be held accountable, both offensive line, defensive line. They got to be held accountable. If they can't do it, it's tough. It's just, you're not going to be able to win games if you get controlled like that at the line of scrimmage by a 1-7 team that wasn't able to control anybody at the line of scrimmage since week two. Really bad. So where do you move on from here? You got to go back to square one. And that's fine. We'll see what Ryan Nielsen does. We'll see what Cam Jordan does. We'll see what Dennis Allen does. I think they'll be back. But just a really, really bad start. And not a bad start, I shouldn't say that. Just a really bad play in this one coming out of the bye week. And now you got to go up and play a Bucks team that they've been able to throw it all over the place. We all know that. We played them already, so it's going to be at Bucks. I think this team kind of needs a road trip, though. Been home for a long time now. Get on the road. Be with the boys. And I think that will help them as well. But I'm going to give them a D. Linebackers, I'm going to give a B+. I think DeMario Davis had a really good game in this one. Only Saints sack came from him. He was able to stop the run really good. Same with A.J. Klein, Kiko Alonso. They did good. They did good against the pass with Austin Hooper. Who only had 4 catches, 17 yards. The touchdown wasn't on them. So, again, I think this was a really, really good game from these guys. I think it was solid. I think they tackled well. I think overall they did play a good game, and they didn't really let this Falcons team let those types of players beat them. They didn't let Hooper beat them, and I don't think the running backs played that good. It was just the tempo. It was just those third downs, and that kind of just hurt them a lot. And that was the Falcons were just getting too much time in the pocket on those third downs, and they were able to complete some passes. And the blitzes were, you know, they didn't get to the blitzes. That's kind of why they don't get an A here, and that's why they get a B+. That was the only part where they didn't play well. So overall, that's, I think, what it is. And they're probably the best group. Then the secondary, I thought, played fine too. But we'll get into that right now with the secondary. And again, I think that Eli Apple, PJ Williams play good. I think CJ Gardner-Johnson play good. I thought they got him on a bad penalty. Again, but the penalties hurt him. So that's kind of what it is, But I think it was a bad penalty. Safeties, I thought, played fine. I think, obviously, Williams had a big pick, and Von Bell, I think, played fine. But just overall, he gave the touchdown, though, so it's tough. I think we'll have to see when we see the tape really what the secondary did, but I don't think they played bad by any stretch of imagination. They only gave up 187 passing yards. I think they played fine. I'm going to give them B+. They did give up the big play to Julio Jones, but besides that, nothing really much from that. So I'm going to give them a B+. I think they played good enough to get that, but again, I think it was the lines that killed them, and I think the score definitely says it was a bigger margin than what it actually was, but I do think it was really the lines that killed them, and when you have failures on your D&O line, you're not winning many games. So that's just kind of what it was there. Special teams, I'll give a B+. I think they played fine. They had a roughing the kicker penalty, which I just didn't agree with, roughing the punter or whatever. That was the reason that the defense couldn't get off the field once. But besides that, they did a really good job. Morstead did a good job. Deontay Harris tried to change his game so many times. Didn't work, but he tried. He did a good job returning. Two really good returns. And Lutz made his field goals. And the defense for special teams was good as well there. Then moving on to the coaching, F-. The lowest grade you could give him. Sean Payton didn't get his guys ready to play in this one, which is the ultimate F. Scheming was bad. I hate that we only ran the ball 11 times. And they were able to win this year on the run. Now you're just trying to pass it. I just don't get it. I just do not get it, Sean. And you probably got into yourself. You're probably just saying, oh, we're good. We got these Drew Brees back. We're all good. We can pass it. We can get this air raid offense. Didn't work in this one with a bad game. So that's just kind of what it was from this this coaching staff. I think Dennis Allen did a really bad job as well. I didn't love the coverage schemes. I didn't love the blitzes he was doing, hated the blitzes he was doing, and it was burning them. You don't have Lattimore, why are you blitzing? Makes no sense. Challenge your 4 guys to go get him. And the blitzes weren't even getting there. So I hate those calls. I hate the plays where the only really play really ticked me off. I know it was only 3rd and 15, and it was in the red zone, 3rd and goal from the 15, and we did a screen, but we did it with Murray. Why are we doing it with Murray when you have Alvin Kamara, one of the best screen running backs in the league there? I just don't get this one. And a lot of other plays, play calls I just didn't like. And again, I just bad. Just really bad game from Sean Payton. I usually don't say that. I think he's top two coach in this league. I think he's second to Bill Belichick. Not today. He played really bad. So I think that's kind of what it was there. Overall, you got to get past it. The season's not over. You're still going to try to win the Super Bowl. You're still going up to win the Super Bowl. This is still a Super Bowl-worthy team, for sure. But they didn't play like it today. So, and if they keep on playing like this or playing like this, just they're not going to win. They got to play some better football. And I think that's just kind of what it is there. I think with all that said, it is time to wrap up this podcast. So if you enjoy what we're doing here and haven't followed us on our various social media platforms, you can follow us on Twitter at the WhoDatDis, on Instagram at WhoDatDiscussion, and then also you could subscribe to anywhere we post the podcast. So that means Spotify, iTunes, Google Music, all that fun stuff there. Just got to use that 24-hour rule, get back to work, and have a really good game against the Bucks and just blow them out to get people back and just to get me back in this one, because they got to have a really good game just like what they did against the Seahawks. Just people now are going to down them again, and they got to keep going. They got to do what they got to do. So with all that said, I want to say thank you, finish the deal, and who dat?